Giovanni Diaz grew up in Georgia. And after his mother got sick, he had to move back to Mexico, which is a country that he had left at a young age. Now at 25, he's trying to find out what home means to him. Reporter James Frederick brings us Giovanni's story.
When I first got here, I would ask people I met in the Metro bus, if they were American, they would say no. No, I'm sorry. Or they'd be like, hey.
Giovanni Diaz is still getting used to seeing Latinos who don't speak English. It's not surprising since he spent the last 17 years in the U.S. Here in Mexico City, his commute on the metro is a little on the frantic side. The city is crazy and busy and full of traffic. But he's got help. His coworker Jorge grew up in Georgia too, but came back here 5 years ago. Thanks to Jorge, Giovanni hasn't gotten lost yet.
No, I haven't. I've been following around this guy.
Giovanni and Jorge arrive at work with time to kill. They use their English at the bilingual call center Teletech, which all the workers call Cholotech, Cholo being the slang for Mexican-American. Giovanni loves the place because his Spanish is still pretty rough.
Yeah, Teletech felt like home because there was a lot of people that knew English.
Giovanni's in a tough position. In the U.S., he had DACA, the executive action that shielded him from deportation. But he isn't sure if it still applies since he voluntarily returned to Mexico.
It feels like this is temporary. It feels like I've been stuck here. But it may be that I might just stay here. Who knows? I don't know what time has for me.
In the meantime, he's adjusting to a whole new way of living.
It's a little more claustrophobic here. Even though I'm with family, it's we're a little bunched together. And I miss the freedom I had. I miss my books. I also miss iced coffee, however. They don't sell iced coffee here in Mexico.
But at work, he's met guys around his age who've been in the same boat. And he's found pieces of American culture here. He's eating lunch with his friends Jorge, Esteban, and Eddie at a Domino's.
I remember when I was in Georgia, I would go to Cici's Pizza.
Yeah, it was really lovely. I like this spot, like $6, and it was a buffet.
It was pizza buffet. You go in, order, eat all the pizza you want.
And salad.
And salad for $6.
Coming back to Mexico from the States is almost like joining a club.
The first question that everybody asks is, why you get deported?
Or if you have papers, why the hell are you doing here?
That's Esteban. He's been back for 7 years now.
You got deported?
No, I didn't get deported. I actually came back because I was in Arizona specifically, and Arizona got really heavy with racial discrimination. As long as you look Mexican, the cops there could pull you over.
You don't look Mexican.
And my parents didn't have papers, so because they didn't have jobs anymore, we had to move back. We didn't want to keep being in somewhere where we're not invited, so.
Giovanni asks Esteban a question he often asks himself.
I'm wondering, do you want to go back?
The first 3 years that I was here, yes, definitely. But now that I kind of like given up on it. And then once I was here, I heard about, what is it called? The Dream Act or something like that?
Yeah, DACA.
It's like, I only stood there, but
yeah.
It's like, why bother? I'd rather just be somewhere where I know I'm legal, I can work, I can even study. I just need to find a better job. That's it. So I've adapted.
Giovanni still hopes to get back to Atlanta. He's working with immigration activists on a campaign to bring him and other DACA recipients back to the States. But for now, he's in limbo.
I kind of have been down, but I wouldn't say I'm depressed. Maybe a little mixed emotion or sometimes.
Sometimes he feels so uncertain that he seeks guidance from an unexpected source, tarot cards.
Son rápidas y te dicen las cosas como son. Empezamos con una oración. Pon tus dos manos, por favor, Giovanni. Cantas y repite conmigo. Yo, Giovanni.
Yo, Giovanni.
Vengo a este lugar.
I'm here at the place because it brings a little comfortability. It makes me comfortable. Knowing it's going to be this way or that way, or it might be that way. I think it makes me a little more relaxed, but knowing what the situation will be.
It's something he started doing when he got back to Mexico City.
Para ustedes, mis hermanos,
mis hermanas,
mis hermanos,
de los mundos espirituales,
this is Master Dominius, a healer and clairvoyant. He tells Giovanni to put his hands over the tarot cards and recite a prayer. Master Dominius raises his voice over the racket of the metalworking shop next door. His little tienda is covered with ribbons and symbols from all kinds of faiths. As to Giovanni's most important question, Master Dominius is clear. You're going to go back to the States, Master Dominius tells him. Easy, fast. But first you have to come do a spiritual cleanse. Can I go back legally? Giovanni asks. No, Master Dominius says, you're going to have to jump it. Back out on the street again, Giovanni says the session went well, except for that one thing.
So I was sort of shocked that I'm going to have to cross now La Frontera. Just like that, without the U.S. figuring out. You know, my mom also said she didn't want to do that anymore, so I kind of questioned that.
Giovanni walks through a crowded plaza, headed towards the metro where he started his day. He's surrounded by hundreds of people. They're all scurrying to avoid a coming rainstorm.
Yeah, I'm comfortable saying this is mi barrio. I mean, this is, you know, where I'm from. I used to stay all the time in Georgia, and even when I first got here in Mexico, I would jog around the city and say, this is mi barrio. This is mi barrio, just so I can get a little more closer to it.
Mexico may not feel like home just yet, but Giovanni's trying hard to make it that way.
Thank you to reporter James Frederick in Mexico City for that story.